shall not pass away. That's the words of Jesus Christ. So that kind of gives you a little hint as where we are in time, not very far away from the coming of our Lord. Interesting enough to see the movement that the Lord has done among the children of men in spreading the gospel. Okay. But that was the end of the Gentile era. Oh, goodness. You remember that Zephaniah? You can just write these down, okay? And in the first chapter, verses 7 and 8, this is the final warning and judgment upon the earth. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand, for the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice. He hath bid his guests, and that's everybody, okay? And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the kings and the children, and all such are clothed with strange apparel. And it rolls into those things of the virgins, of the ten virgins, and many other scripture. Zephaniah 1, 17 and 18. I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men. Okay, that's an interesting statement that's being made there in Zephaniah. Because over here in the 25th verse of the 21st chapter of Luke, it says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations. Now, as I told you before, and Brother Marvin Ely has stood here and preached and pointed his fingers and said, this is occurring, and that was in his lifetime, and it's even more so now. If you don't think so, just look at your paper today and see what's going on over there in Iraq and Iran and Syria. We don't have a clue as to what to do with them and how to resolve it other than send a nuclear bomb over there and make it a waste. And that's not going to happen right now. I will bring distress upon men that they shall walk like blind men. They don't know what to do with it. And a blind man will bump into anything unless he has something to help him with, right? Because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust. Daily I see in the paper of hundreds of people being killed over there. Their flesh as the dung, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Let's go over to Jeremiah in chapter 46, verse 10, real quick, okay? There in Jeremiah 46:10, it says, for this is the day of the Lord of hosts, what? A day of vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries, and the sword shall devour, and it shall be satiated and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts hath a sacrifice, where? In the north country by the river Euphrates. Right smack dab through the middle of Iraq. And if you want to read a little bit more about the vengeance of God, you can go into the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 21. Dealing with the white horse and the sword. It's ugly. But that's what's coming when Christ comes. And you will not hear it by secular preachers that nasty stuff is going to happen. What you're going to hear from them is that, guess what? You're going to be raptured. Boom, you're out of here. Everybody else is going to be having to suffer. And it's going to be interesting when they realize that they're right smack dab in the middle of it. They've listened to the precepts of the children of men and not of God. I'm going to do a little thing here. I hope it'll help you stay awake, but kind of interest you or pique your interest. Okay, 1967 was what? Yeah, okay, let's look at this, and let's look at this, and then let's look at this. And I'm going to subtract those things from those, okay? So you got 2,043. Remember, no man knows except for the Lord. But we can get it in pretty close proximity of okay, what is this number 76? Well, if you go into the fourth book of Nephi in the first chapter, verse 21, it was when that's how old the first generation was when the first generation was promised, died in righteousness, okay, 76. Okay, so it was actually 110 BC based on their calculations, and Christ was with them at 34, which gives you about 76. That's where that came from. Did I go too fast? Okay. If you go to the fourth chapter of Nephi, and you go to four Nephi 1, verse 21, you will see it'll say 110 years have passed, and this first generation has all gone and seen the Lord. They passed. So it was an earmarking time. And so what I did was Christ appeared to them according to their days around 34, because it says that in 3 Nephi in the fourth chapter. When it says this generation shall not pass till all these things are fulfilled, I said, okay, it'll be kind of fun to put some numbers up and see where we're at. Don's snickering because he did the same thing in the book of Daniel. But anyhow, so that's about 2043. So something less than this is possible, right? Because it's first generation, could be. All right, so 72, where did that come from? Okay, we can go to 3 Nephi, the 13th chapter, and we can go to verse 13 and 14. And that was when the Lord was speaking to his servants who wanted a special request from the Lord. And he said, okay, you're going to live to the age of man. And that age was 72. And then you will be changed. It's called the three Nephites. So if you take that, the age of man, and add that to the 67, then you're getting around to the 2039, something less than that, because it says this generation won't pass away till all these things will be fulfilled. Okay, so now we're kind of creeping in there a little closer. Okay, now where the heck did he get this 59? All right, let's look at that. Okay, we've got to reach back there in the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers in the 14th chapter, when the Lord was dealing with Israel, right? Verse 29. You find that the report of the spies wasn't very pleasing to the sight of God. And he said, boy, I didn't like the way you said that. So earlier in the chapters, they had numbered everybody from 20 up to know the number of Israel. Okay? So the Lord said, okay, since you guys are not abiding in my faith, and after all this, I'm tired of you. You're going to wander in the wilderness for 40 years, and everyone 20 years and up is going to die. So everyone 19 years and below is going to live. So I just put 59 together. So if that generation, those who are living, who are 19, in 40 years, you got 26. Now, it's a fun game, okay? My whole point is there's things, there's others who have done studies in the book of Daniel, and Daniel was very pointed in specific prophecies. And this number came up, 2024. From those things. Okay? So, my point in all this is, I don't know what the generation is that he's talking about, other than if it was those who were living at that time, or those at the age of accountability, or whatever, but it is close, that generation going on, okay? I remember sitting in this room 29 years ago, and there was a whole lot of gray-haired people that lived in here that passed away. That generation is no longer with us. And I lived through that 29 years, and now I'm coming up really close to it. There's only one generation ahead of me. You know? Why do I do this? Just to help you to understand, you know, people have to see something, you know, on the. But it is, it's close. It's no different than those wise men of old, looking at the scripture, humbling themselves before God and being led of the Lord to help them to understand where they're at, what was coming, okay? One last scripture and then I'll let you go. Let's go to 2 Nephi in the first chapter. Going too far. I'm going to read verses. Let me look at this. 2 Nephi, first chapter, page 83. I'm going to start on verse 71. It goes with what Jay has made a statement concerning Christ. Wherefore, redemption cometh in and through the Holy Messiah, for he is full of grace and truth. Behold, he offereth himself a sacrifice for sin, to answer the ends of the law unto all those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and to none else. And that's it. Can the ends of the law be answered? Wherefore, how great the importance to make these things known unto the inhabitants of the earth, that they may know that there is no flesh that can dwell in the presence of God, save it be through the merits and the mercies and the grace of the Holy Messiah. And that's why I could feel confident in standing before those people that don't have anything to be able to proclaim Christ and make him a part of their life, or at least aware of it. And that's our responsibility in the last days. The bride of Christ has been called to a day of sacrifice. I pray that we're up to that challenge. May God bless us in those endeavors.